This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Amazon is trying an unusual experiment that raises questions about work-life balance and potential new ways to work. A few of its teams are switching to 30-hour weeks with less pay than full-time workers but full benefits. Flexible working arrangements where individual employees work fewer hours are nothing new at Amazon or other companies. What's different here is that entire teams will be on 30-hour weeks, from the managers on down. We want to go beyond Amazon and talk about what it could mean if more companies try this kind of arrangement. Bob Sutton is with us. He's a Stanford management professor and author of several books on workplace culture and bosses. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So what could be in it for companies? Why would a company think about trying an arrangement like this where everybody goes on to a kind of part-time schedule, not just a few employees here and there?
Well, it is interesting. What's in it for companies is that they'll be able to maintain and attract better employees. You have people who probably last longer in terms of their careers in the companies, and they also have more loyalty to the company.
And so what does that mean from the worker perspective? What can be the pros and cons for an employee that may be offered a situation like this? How's that going to work out for them?
So, I mean, the pros are pretty obvious in terms of being less exhausted, being able to attend to other things. The cons, in addition to the loss of money, and we can see this from research, is the status difference. So at a place like Amazon or any other tech company, any consulting firm, any law firm, where you've got people who are working 60, 70 hours a week, and then you've got this group of people who are working 30 hours a week, the first challenge is, well, they might be looked down upon because they're working less hard. And if you look at some of the research that's been done about what happens when people work in places where they work huge number of hours, they actually spend an incredible amount of time frankly, just screwing around and socializing. But that FaceTime gives them a kind of power that people aren't in the office so much lose.
As you look out on the landscape, I mean, do you feel like things are getting better or worse as far as how this work-life balance issue is playing out?
What ends up happening is you end up having these sort of differences between the elites who work a huge number of hours and kind of everybody else. And to me, here's the big test, and this is Adam Grant, from the Wharton Business School, who does a lot of stuff with Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook. They basically make the argument that the test is when men take long long sort of childcare leaves, when they start working less hours, then that will sort of send the signal that equality has come. And you have male CEOs, male CEOs have kids, and they take a paternity leave, which is starting to happen in a few cases. Mark Zuckerberg actually did that. That starts sending the message that it isn't just sort of like a thing for women. And I think that's the big test for this Amazon group. The higher the percentage of men who are in it, and the more prestige, if you will, they're treated with, the better the experiment will go for all of us, not just for them.
Okay, Bob Sutton at Stanford University. Thanks very much.
Thank you.